This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives has adjourned for the holidays without sending the articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate. However, as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Speaker Nancy Pelosi did invite Trump to give the State of the Union speech in February.
The response came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to the president formally inviting him to address a joint session of Congress February 4th. The letter comes 2 days after Pelosi's House voted to impeach the president. She says she's inviting him to deliver the address in the spirit of respecting the Constitution. It's unclear if the Senate will have acted on impeachment by the time the president steps into the House chamber. No date has been set for its trial, with Pelosi and Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell at an impasse over how the trial will be run. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson won approval for his Brexit deal in Parliament on Friday, the first step toward fulfilling his election pledge to take Britain out of the EU. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has details.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has finally gotten his way. His Brexit deal is all systems go, just in time for Christmas. He won initial approval for the withdrawal agreement on Friday by a landslide.
The eyes to the right for 358.
With 358 lawmakers to just 234 voting to pass the second reading of the bill, Johnson is on course for a smooth and speedy ratification of the divorce deal to implement Britain's biggest policy shift in more than 40 years. Following the January deadline, the Prime Minister will face talks to secure a trade deal with the bloc. In a change to the bill, Johnson made it illegal to extend those talks beyond the end of next year.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.